Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Pentagon claims they only gave the Taliban $7 billion. The Intercept says no, it was $81 billion worth of military equipment. We know bare minimum, this is what they have. 12,000 Humvees. Remember this story? 42,000 trucks, 1,000 armored vehicles, 78 planes and helicopters, 350,000 rifles. That's, by the way, that's part of the total of 600,000 firearms. A lot of them are M4s. An additional 7,035 machine guns, 16,000 night vision goggles, 160,000 radios, 20,000 grenades, 2,520 bombs, 1,394 grenade launchers. $81 billion worth of military equipment. What's a comparison for that? Well, the Russian military spends $73 billion total a year on its military. So we made the Taliban, who, by the way, maybe Americans don't know this, the Taliban was the enemy in Afghanistan. We know that because we went to war with them for 20 years and they killed 2,600 of us, but nobody cares. And they injured 20,000 service members. But now everybody loves them. Well, everybody in the Biden administration. So to mock the Biden administration on the third anniversary of our defeat in Afghanistan, they had just this, this military parade is really, you got to see it. There's no words for it. I retweeted it on my Twitter feed. Okay, they're rolling down this 12-mile long runway that you paid for, $98 million, at Bagram Air Force Base. Okay, Bagram Air Force Base was turned over to the Taliban. There's this great article on it in the Wall Street Journal, Why Give Away Bagram Air Force Base? It is the key piece of real estate in the Middle East, because it's wedged between China and Iran. It is the perfect launching spot to take off from to control just about anywhere in the Middle East. In fact, because we don't have one of those anymore, we're struggling in the war on terror. Because we gave it to the Taliban after they killed 2,600 of us. But really, who's keeping count? They were just military members. More will be along in a minute to show up and sign up and do all that. Anyway, you got to see this video. It's just shocking. They put sort of very religious Islamic music behind it. And they're marching along. They now control Bagram. Now, here's the interesting thing about Bagram Air Force Base, okay? At the time we left Afghanistan, a few months before we snuck out, because we literally left in the middle of the night so that the French and the English wouldn't know we were leaving, because we didn't tell them. At the G7 summit, you'll remember this, the prime minister of the UK says to Joe Biden right there at the podium, you're not going to leave Afghanistan, right? You're going to let us know before you go. Joe said, yeah, of course I will. He lied. So why do the Brits want us to tell them? Well, number one, they didn't want their people stranded there. But number two, they wanted to step in and grab Bagram so the enemy wouldn't have it. And failing that, the French did. That's why we snuck out in the middle of the night to let the Taliban take over so the British and the French couldn't get Bagram. Let that sink in. We would later find out, Wall Street Journal reported this as well, that the Taliban secretly met in Doha in the weeks before this to negotiate with the Biden administration. The Biden administration insisted that they take control of Afghanistan, not the Brits or the French. The Taliban didn't want to handle our evacuation from Afghanistan, but the Biden administration insisted.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Brits and the French were so enraged by this, remember Biden calling back for days, that the British Parliament, in a rare unity vote between the parties, voted to censure Joe Biden for giving Afghanistan to the Taliban. Look, folks, if we don't want Bagram, if we left it in Western hands, i.e. French or British, at least we could ask to use it if we needed a takeoff and drop-off point. And folks, that would have been critical because it's so close to Iran and China. We gave it to the Taliban. So this military parade is to mock us, and most especially to mock Joe and Kamala. Now, you should know this. We currently owe over $5 trillion from the Iraq and Afghanistan adventures. So that military equipment that you're seeing, and it is stunning to see what we have given the Taliban. They've kept it in pristine condition too. I bet you the Chinese helped them with that. You should know you're still paying for that, and you will be for a long time. You mostly pay for it when you check out at the grocery store, the price of food and stuff. Inflation, the money printing, all that. We still owe like $5 trillion, a little over $5 trillion on it. Actually, closer to six, but who's counting? Anyway, the crazy thing is you got to wonder, okay, well, how can the Taliban afford to maintain all that equipment, right? How do they keep it rolling? Well, there was a piece on that Fox News last week, but 2 weeks ago now. I thought I'd replay in honor of the parade where they celebrate our defeat. Here's Carly Shimkus talking about the $3.8 billion with a B that we accidentally gave the Taliban. We didn't mean to. It was an accident. Accidentally gave the Taliban. Take a listen.
A government watchdog group found that a UN and other organizations have helped funnel $3.8 billion U.S. dollars to the country, millions of that winding up in the hands of the Taliban. So that money propping up a regime that American soldiers fought for decades. What do you think about that?
$3.8 billion sounds about right. That's going to them. I've confirmed personally from a CIA targeter who said 20 years in the CIA and currently a DOD R&D national security analyst that $43 to $87 million a week is going to the Taliban. About half of that is cash. So about half of that's going to humanitarian aid. The other half is going in cash for counterterrorism, as ironic as that may sound. That money, that cash goes, that your taxpayer dollar cash goes to a couple of places. It goes to the Taliban prime minister's office and residence, to the deputy prime minister's residence, to the supreme leader's residence, to the minister of interior, where fake passports are being made for Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Taliban. It goes to the Taliban's GDI, which is holding three American prisoners, by the way. It goes to the residence of Akhani, to the military commissioner, to the safe house with a Bin Laden czar plotting an attack for the United States. All these individuals, by the way, who are given cash by our White House, millions of dollars every week, all of them are sanctioned by the United States government. All of them are listed as designated terrorists, and several of them are on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list. So that's not only insane, but it's actually illegal. And the White House does not have an exemption to give cash to terrorists who are sanctioned by the United States government. It's completely illegal.
Can you imagine being the parent of somebody who died in Afghanistan? 2,600 did. Maybe you were a service member who served there. Maybe you had friends who died there. Can you even process this? They were the enemy in that war for 20 years. By the way, that was Fox News. The guy you're listening to is Chad Robichaud. He's a Marine. He's now with the Mighty Oaks Foundation. He's still getting people with American citizenship out of Afghanistan because Joe won't do it. Now, take a listen to what some of those $40 to $80 million a week we are giving the enemy in Afghanistan is going for. It's called the Martyrs Fund.
Even more disturbing to me and to every American, Some of this money is being used for what's called a martyrs fund. We're actually paying the families of Taliban that we killed over 20 years up to $1,000 per month in a house as restitution for those we killed.
And if you care anything, I mean, it's outrageous. It's infuriating. If you care anything about women's rights as well, you should be outraged by this also. Chad, thank you so much for shining a light.
Okay,
on
so would you like to have $1,000 a month in a house? But that help. Wow, join the Taliban, kill an American. We'll give it to you. So, yeah, martyrs fund. We're still paying them. Why? I don't know, because as he said, it's illegal. But, you know, it's Washington, so. Unbelievable. By the way, do you know why the Taliban put those parades on? Recruitment. Recruitment. They are Sunni Wahhabist jihadists. And in that religion, if jihad is going on, you have to join it or you won't go to heaven. And the sign that Allah has blessed the jihad and you must join is that they can defeat anybody. Even the mightiest power on earth will bow down before them. This is what they believe. This is what bin Laden taught. Will bow down before them, will put down their arms, will walk away in defeat before the soldiers of Allah. That is what that parade is for. It's to recruit. It's to build a caliphate. You know, it's kind of weird. I mean, you think, oh, that's a silly belief. Come on, Allah is not going to make the greatest power on earth bow down and give you. How much do we give him again? $81 billion? Do you know how many people are watching this on YouTube going, you know what? Gotta go join. Kill some Americans.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.